Chapter 7. An Adventure Pony's Agreement. The old pony leapt across the countertop and tackled Daring Do, summoning a brute strength that appearance did not grant him.
"Who sent you here?"
he barked in her face, breath hot with the stench of cider and pub fare. Then, in a whisper, he growled,
"How do you know who I really am?"
The stallion's eyes darted around the room and out the window, completely paranoid that a stray Alto Terran had witnessed the event. But the shop was empty, and so was the lane outside.
"I don't think any pony saw, Brumby," Daring said sarcastically as she pushed him away and pulled herself back up to her hooves.
She gestured to the vacant street and laughed.
"This is what you call a bustling city? Dude, you have got to get out more."
"Don't tell me how to live my life,"
Brumby snarled. He trotted back to the counter.
"Look, I don't know who you are and what you want from me, but whatever it is, unless it's a sash and some boots, you're not getting it, especially if it has to do with..."
"Cirrostrata," Daring interrupted, growing serious. "The Forbidden City of Clouds. You have to tell me how to find it."
"Get out of here."
Brumby put a hoof to his eyes, mouth contorted in agony. He took off his top hat and put it on the counter. His mane was nothing but a few wisps of frizzy white hair, nothing like the full mane in the picture she'd seen of him. "No." Daring Do didn't budge. She stood as still as ponily possible and waited. There was no way she had travelled all this way to find Brumby Cloverpatch just to be brutally rebuffed. "I'm not leaving until you tell me what happened up there." Daring took a step forward. Cloverpatch appeared to be in intense pain. Maybe she should do something to help, but what? Another moment passed before he finally looked back up to Daring Do. His eyes had lost their twinkle and instead seemed dark and scary.
"I said to get out, miss."
He stood up and motioned to the door.
"Before I call on my friends to have you removed from the premises. Alto Terrans don't take kindly to strange characters bothering them, you hear?"
The bell of the shop door jingled. A green mare trotted in with a smile.
"Afternoon, Mr. Brad,"
she chirped before perusing the new green sashes in the corner.
"Good day, Minty,"
Brumby replied with a genuine smile. His entire demeanour had changed. Daring found the whole thing bizarre, but the fake name he was using, the threats he had made, and the complete denial of Brumby's former identity all served to fuel the fire of her curiosity even more.
"See you later, Mr. Brown," she quipped. "I'll send A.B. Ravenhoof your kind regards."
Daring tipped her hat to the old stallion, gave him a wink, and trotted out the door. This was going to be more difficult than she'd anticipated, but Daring Do didn't give up that easily. It was easier to blend in with the town's ponies with her new yellow sash. And since Daring had also tied her grey mane up into a topknot, hiding it underneath her helmet, she appeared more monochromatic. After a few hours of wandering through the town observing the local customs, Daring Do found a comfortable room for the night at a charming pub and inn called the Cider and Stein. It was small, inviting, and had several resident cats roaming the halls. Daring had just dropped off her belongings and sat down to order some supper in the pub when Brumby slid into the booth next to her.
"Didn't catch your name earlier?"
He looked straight ahead like he was talking to some pony else.
"Do," the adventurer replied, turning to face him. "Daring Do."
"Don't look at me, Do,"
he hissed.
Do you want help or not?
Daring snapped her face back to look ahead, just as he was. Brumby coughed.
Sorry, kid. It's just that I can't be seen with you. Ponies around here talk.
Daring chuckled at this, thinking of the few conversations she'd had with some of them and how they'd all given her one-word answers.
Meet me on Mount Aquelius tomorrow at 9 sharp, and I'll tell you about Cirrostrata.
The old stallion took a sip of cider and cleared his throat.
Don't be late, or the deal's off.
Got it, said Daring Do. She kept her voice even. Brumby didn't seem like he mirrored her excitement, and she was afraid of him changing his mind. Thanks, Mr. Cloverpatch.
Don't thank me. Only doing it for Ravenhoof.
Brumby downed the rest of his cider in one huge gulp.
And, kid, trust me when I say this. You're crazy for trying to go up there.